Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I am your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Bottle Barn, for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs. You got to go to Bottle Barn. And like I always say, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And Oliver's Markets, now with four fabulous locations. Of course, everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown. We all super heart Oliver's and their support for local like nobody else. Well, I have guest winemaker superstar Katie Wilson in the studio from LaRue Winery. And I have to say, this is actually a really long time coming because Katie and I met years ago. And she's, you know, got listed in one of the major publications as a rising superstar as far as winemakers are concerned some time ago. And we see each other actually quite often. And it's just been one of those things. And finally, you're in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited. How long have I known you? I don't even know.
Years.
I've seen you elevate everything in the world of wine, and you've just been such a masterpiece the way you create everything. And you truly, I know it's this cliche anymore, but you really truly are a winemaker. I know that makes wine in the vineyards.
Thank you.
Every one of your wines that I've had over the years, it really has a true sense of place and a thumbprint of the vineyard. And I super hard you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
So you have LaRue Wines, which is your own winery. And I know, of course, you from years ago because you are making wine for Claypool Cellars.
Yes.
And Cheney is one of my besties. And Annaba and Reeve and, of course, Smith Story Wine Cellars. You're busy.
Yeah, it definitely keeps me busy. But it's really fun being able to make so many different types of wines and work with really great people.
And would you say, what's a prominent thread as far as variety with all of the wineries you do? It sounds like Pinot Noir.
Yeah, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are the kind of core of what I do, but we are also making... I make almost 20 different varieties, which is crazy.
I love it. So it's a cornucopia fun,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
So your own brand, LaRue, how do you get the name for that?
It's named after my great-grandmother. Her name was Viona LaRue, and she was someone who always told me I could do whatever I wanted in life. So when I was naming it after her, I decided to name it after her.
What a cool name.
Yeah. She was still alive when I named the wine. She never got to try the wine, but... She was really proud, though.
I love it. And you focus primarily on vineyard designate Pinot Noirs?
Yeah, and I make a little bit of Chardonnay as well. I'm working with the Charles Heinz Vineyard for Chardonnay. So I've been doing the Chardonnay since 2014. I started LaRue in 2009, and I focus on single vineyard Pinot.
And how do folks find your wine?
On my website, laruewines.com. And those wines with an S.
And I know that each one of the wines that you make really is very limited production.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I make only, some of my wines I only make 50 cases of, and the most is about 150 cases. And my total production each year is just 500 cases. So very small.
Wow. Amazing. And of course, you have a big hand in making the wines for Claypool Cellars, and they have a brand new tasting room.
Yes.
So if folks want to try your wine via Claypool Cellars, they can go to their new tasting room, which is off of 116 by Kozlowski Farms. And then, of course, Smith Story. I just stopped by their tasting room this last weekend, which is up in Anderson Valley in Mendocino County. I get around, you know.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yeah. So with regards to kind of getting out there, because you have such limited production, I was excited to find out that you're doing an amazing winemaker dinner coming up in February with a couple of my gal pals.
Yeah.
My duck daughter, Jen Reichart, from Raft Wines, and also Shauna Rosenblum, right?
Yeah,
easy for me to say. Too much coffee, not enough coffee. Wait a minute, not enough wine. Speaking of that, if you've got a cork popped, I think we should pour some wine.
Yeah, this is the 2015 Thorn Ridge Vineyard.
Ah, one of my favorites. Where's the vineyard located?
So this vineyard is just east of Sebastopol, and it is farmed by Ted Klopp and his daughter Lauren Klopp. And they planted the blocks that I work with as the Pomard and 115, and they were planted in the mid-90s. Ted originally got the cuttings for the Pomard from Dellinger Winery.
Wow, so, not a bad place to get that.
Yeah.
So we're name-dropping clonal selections because we're geeks like that. Pomard, 115, you know. Don't you know what those cones are? My sister's listening, probably going, I don't know what a Pomard and a 115 is, but I'll drink it if it's open. So, in regards to your dinner, it's a benefit coming up, and it's going to be at Sweet D, right?
Yes,
that's S-U-I-T-E, Sweet D, which is part of the Girl in the Fig organization in Sonoma, and it's happening on the 12th of February, and it's just going to be women in wine, right?
Yeah, and it's being put on by Women Owned Wineries, which is a great organization, and you can find tickets on womenwowsonoma.com.
It sounds like a wonderful way to spend a precursor to Valentine's Day,
yeah, right? Just a couple days before.
Yeah, with all these fabulous women winemakers and some incredible food. And so what else are you up to? You've got your wines, you're all over the place making great wines for everybody else, and do you have anything else exciting coming up? Any other tastings or
dinners? Yeah, well, I do tastings by appointment for LaRue. Out at one of my vineyards, which is always fun. So that's definitely
that's
keeps me busy as well. You can find information about that on my website. But I also, we just finished building a winery for Anaba, and that's just in Sonoma, and that's really exciting as well.
So they were almost right at the corner of Highway 12 and 121, right?
Yeah. So
forever,
and that's where the our tasting room is there. But now we have the winery there too, which is really exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah. So if folks want to learn more, of course, what is your website again?
It's laruewines.com, and that's LARUE.
Okay. And this Thorn Ridge is just tasting delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we're going to be up this early in the morning, we need to start tasting.
Yeah, exactly.
And not just any wine, but your fabulous vineyard designated wine. So this Thorn Ridge, how many cases of this did you make?
I made just 100 cases. So it's really small production. It's aged for 20 months in barrel.
Okay.
And this is my current release, the 2015.
And what is your barrel program?
So I work with a handful of different coopers. I'm working with a cooper called Kavan a lot, and Russo, Ramon. So it's a kind of a mix of different coopers each year.
And new oak versus old oak?
It depends on the wine. Okay. Every year is a little bit different. This particular wine is 50% new oak, which when you taste it, it does not feel like it's that high at all.
No, I was just going to say, not at all.
Yeah. But the key is getting... Where I work with barrels that integrate really well with my wines, and it really helps that kind of lift the fruit character of the wine versus overpowering it.
Is there anything new coming out this year that might be something I don't know about?
Yes, I actually, along with the Thorn Ridge Vineyard, I also work with the Klops on a new, brand new Chardonnay vineyard that we planted together and chose the clones and everything. So the first vintage of that is 2017, and that will be going into barrel next month. So it's very exciting.
That is very exciting. Well, I just love that you've laced yourself through the heart of this community, and you're making some beautiful wines.
Thank you.
And not just, of course, for your LaRue winery, but for everybody that you're consulting with.
Thank you.
Way to go. I have to just ask, like, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Wow. I wish I had half of anything done that you've got done at 36. So impressive.
Yeah, I started LaRue in 2009, so this is my 10th year of making wine with LaRue.
We got to have a party.
I know. I will be having a party probably in the fall, but
party in Zigtown.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, again, if you want to know more about the upcoming winemaker dinner featuring all of my favorite winemaking gals, Jen Reichart, the Duck Daughter of Raft, and of course yours truly, Katie Wilson from LaRue, and Shauna Rosenblum, just go to the website wowsonoma.com, and that's happening on the 12th of February in Sonoma at Sweet D. And of course, your website again, if they want to come get a private tasting, is
LaRueWines.com.
And that's LARUE.wines.com. Mm-hmm. All right. And be sure to tune in to Wine Wednesday next week when I'm giving away a pair of tickets for a fabulous upcoming event that I'm doing, a Sweethearts Dinner that will be Thursday, February the 7th at Homeward Bound in Novato, together with Chef Dusky. And we've got Spirit Works coming on board, Phaedra with her fabulous Monarch Bitters, and a great mixologist, and Ben Ziger and Imagery Wines. It's going to be a rockstar evening, and I'm giving away a pair of tickets next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday, so be sure to tune into Wine Wednesday and get hip to what's happening in the world of LaRue wines by going to her website or, you know, reserving a tasting in one of her vineyards, which I think is so cool, or go to her upcoming dinner. Go to Wild Sonoma for more information about that. Thank you for uncorking this Thorn Ridge. What a great start to my day.
Thank you so much.
Have a great wine-soaked day and rest of your week. Cheers, everybody.